This is KERA News. I'm Christina Martinez. Dallas civil rights activist Roy Williams has died at age 74. He was one of two African-American activists who changed the political landscape of Dallas. Although Dallas was becoming more diverse in the 1970s and 80s, the city council was mostly white. Activists Roy Williams and Marvin Crenshaw said that was because of the way the city elected its council members. They argued the districts were too big, making it difficult for most minorities to raise enough money to campaign and compete. Williams talked about the problem with KERA in 2008.
The at-large system was worse than ward politics, in our opinion, because a minority could never win unless he had financial support from the larger community.
In the late 1980s, Williams and Crenshaw filed a federal voting rights lawsuit and won. In 1991, the 14-1 system went into effect. 14 council members are elected from single-member districts. The mayor is elected at large. Today, African Americans or Latinos make up about 40% of the city council. Again, here's Williams.
Dallas was in the dark ages in how it dealt with its citizenry, how it dealt with its public safety policies, how it dealt with redlining with banks and so forth and so on. So 14-1 changed that whole dynamics of Dallas.
Williams said because of the 14-1 system, the city's business establishment had to readjust and develop a new playbook. Following the voting rights lawsuit, Williams and Crenshaw failed several times to win elected office. Still, Williams said he had a better chance of winning under the 14-1 system than he ever did under the old voting system. Christina Martinez, KERA News.